Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
All right. Next point wins.
I got next.
You knocked him out. What the hell is wrong with you?
It's John Collins' fault. He gave me a head nod.
It was a head nod hello, not a head nod shoot the ball from half court.
How was I supposed to know that?
So what, I can't head nod at people?
Look, either way, you guys both need to stick around so we can get your info for liability purposes.
Liability?
Fun. Welcome to it, the final night of The Daily Show in Atlanta, Georgia, everybody. In Atlanta. Oh, and I can feel the city starting to seep into my bones. I can feel it, you know? It feels good. Yeah, I'm starting to become more and more Atlanta. Even the way I said when I got here, every time I said it, I would say Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta, Atlanta. And then I started noticing all of a sudden, I was like, Atlanta, Atlanta. The tea was gone. The tea started fading away. Yeah. By the time I leave, I'll just be like, Lana, Lana, Lana. Yeah, now I understand how mumble rap was invented here. I get it. You just try and shrink all the words. Lana. I get it now. Oh, and we've had so much fun. It has been so much fun. You know, we've eaten the food, we've gone out, we've seen the sights and the sounds. Yesterday we went out as a whole group. We went to Magic City, you know? Oh. Yeah, I will say, worst magicians ever. Only thing that disappeared was my money. And I will say, we came to Atlanta to have a good time, and I have not been disappointed. We have not been disappointed. In fact, we've been lucky that we came when we came, because this has been a really momentous week in that freedom has been achieved in Atlanta. And I think you know what I'm talking about. As of this week, the Atlanta Zoo has announced that people are once again allowed to bring their guns when they visit. And I was like, wow, you really don't mess around with Second Amendment in this town, huh? The whole South, even at the zoo, people are strapped. Yeah, just packing their lunch, being like, and bring the Glock. You never know. You never know. Just walking in like, yeah, now let's see that parrot say something. Say something. Rob, say something. Yeah, say something. Say something. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, you're a pretty cool parrot. And you know, if you ignore all the terrible reasons, I mean, having guns at the zoo is actually a really great idea. You know? Think about it. Think about how many times you've been disappointed. You go to the zoo, and what happens? The animals are sleeping when you get there. Not anymore. You just walk up to that enclosure. Pa, 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 pa. Aw, the panda's awake now. Look at him. Oh, look at him running for cover. You know, the only way you could get more exciting is if they said it's not just the people, right? They should go all the way. They should give the animals guns, too. I think that's what we should do. Right? I mean, they're the ones who are going to be there. It's only fair to them. Give them guns as well. See what happens. Huh? It's going to be exciting. Every single exhibit is going to turn into a Mexican standoff. You know, there's people walking in like, honey, 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 keep the kids behind me. Keep the kids behind me. Stay cool. Stay cool. Penguins, stay cool. Hey, hey, sloths, no sudden moves. No sudden moves. Snakes, let me see those hands. All right, nobody needs to go extinct today. Now look, obviously, other than the armed animals, the reason we're here and the reason we're excited to be here is because the midterms are around the corner, right? With everybody focusing on Georgia, 5 days away, and your races are coming down to the wire, can I tell you? Right? Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock, neck and neck, which is wild. It means that if something happens to Herschel Walker, could be elected senator next week. Yeah, I also hope it doesn't happen. I mean, that would be crazy. Herschel Walker as a senator? You know, can you imagine how that would mess with the whole Capitol? You know, take your child to work day is going to feel like another insurrection. It was just going to be like, they're storming the Capitol. Oh, no, wait, it's Herschel Walker's kids. It's all of his kids. It's like, allegedly my kids. You know, this whole midterm campaign has gotten so extreme. It almost feels like Republicans are running a political science experiment just to see how crazy a candidate can be and still get people to vote for them. It almost feels like that. What can they do before people say, no, I wouldn't vote for them? It's almost like Mitch McConnell just in the lab, you know, just working away like, all right, they voted for Herschel Walker. Let's try a bag of wet spaghetti next. See if they go for that. And I don't know if you've seen this, but Herschel Walker has gone from beefing with reality to beefing with Barack Obama. I don't know if you've seen this. Yeah, they've got a thing going back because obviously Obama roasted him in Georgia, right, over the weekend. And then Walker shot back that he could, quote, put his resume up against Obama's anytime. First of all, it wouldn't even matter if Walker's resume was more impressive than Obama's because Obama's has a line in his resume that says, not crazy. That carries a lot of weight in a job interview. But also, Obama was president. People, he was president for 2 terms. Herschel Walker can't even carry any of his pregnancies to 2 terms. What are you talking about? Are you serious right now? I'm kidding. His resume is impressive. I mean, any resume is impressive when you can just make it up, right? I was a cop. I was an FBI agent, a ballerina. I discovered nitrogen. I also am nitrogen. The list goes on and on. But yeah, Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail. He's back out there trying to get people whipped up, trying to get the people voting. All right, he's hitting all the swing states around the country. And last night, both Obama and President Biden made big speeches about how there is a lot more at stake in this election than which party gets to use the good bathroom at the Senate.
Folks can win if we don't do our part. And if you've got election deniers serving as your governor, as your senator, as your secretary of state, as your attorney general, then democracy as we know it may not survive in Arizona. That's not an exaggeration. That is a fact.
This year, I hope you'll make the future of our democracy an important part of your decision to vote and how you vote. In our bones, we know democracy at risk is at risk.
What? I heard what he said, though. He said, in our bones, we know democracy. That means we're screwed. Yeah, whenever an old person feels something in their bones, it means the storms are coming. I feel it in my bones. It's either that or osteoporosis, but I think it's a storm. By the way, I love seeing Biden and Obama both doing speeches back to back. No, because sometimes you think that you're imagining it. You're like, Obama had more energy, Obama. And then when you see it, you're like, no, they have very different energies that they bring. You know, it's almost like seeing a before and after of a NyQuil commercial, you know? Yeah, and I'm not saying that, like, the one is better or worse. It's like the level of excitement, you know? Basically, Obama is the Beyonce concert, and then, like, Biden is the traffic on the way home. Do you know what I mean? That's what it feels like. Actually, you know what? Actually, Obama is like me, right? Before every dinner I had in Atlanta this week, and then Biden is like me after every dinner I had in Atlanta this week. Yeah, I would walk into Busy Bee, and I'd be like, let's do this. I'm gonna dominate this fried chicken plate. And then after, I'd be like, I did not feel confident about the future of my stomach. I can feel it in my bones. But look, however they're saying it, Obama and Biden are making the same point. And it's a salient one. This election is about whether America wants to continue being a democracy. All right? And that's actually a tough sell, believe it or not. It really is. Because ironically, democracy isn't what's on people's minds right now. Right? People are paying more for groceries. They're paying more for gas. Right? And Democrats are going, yeah, we know that sucks, but democracy. And voters are like, can I eat democracy? Can I fill my tank with democracy? It's a challenge. It really is. And it's a challenge because if you think about it, humans, we didn't evolve like this, right? Humans didn't evolve to think long-term, right? If you think about it, we're designed to put long-term problems over immediate problems. That's just how we are, right? The caveman who was worried about the saber-toothed tiger was worried about surviving. That guy survived. You know, saber-toothed tiger survived. Right? The caveman who was sitting in the cave like, I wonder how we could make our hunting practices more sustainable. That guy died, right? He was right, but he died. And this is one of the flaws of democracy. It's a weird flaw when you consider it, right? It's not just the fact that it can fall at any time, but it's also the fact that the people who are anti-democracy can use democracy to get into power and then end democracy. And if you want to see a silly example of how unpredictable voting can be, look at what happened when people got to vote on what their election sticker should look like.
A sticker design contest that went viral this year is making good on its promise to an Ulster County team.
A few months ago, the county's I Voted sticker contest made headlines. All great designs, but one just happened to get some national attention.
Hudson Rowan's design, you can see it right there.
Oh my gosh.
Came away with more than 90% of the vote. Man, that is crazy looking. Officially
awesome.
Becoming the county's new I Voted sticker for the 2022 November election.
See? That's what can happen. And I mean, I do love this, don't get me wrong. I've always wanted to see Rudy Giuliani's baby pictures, but this is what can happen. And you heard what they said. This sticker got 90% of the vote. You realize there's no politician who gets that kind of support, right? But you know, this competition got me thinking. People go so crazy over these stickers that, in fact, I think we should use that, you know? What we should do is we should use that energy. There's so many people who only vote for the sticker. I know some people who are like, oh, I can't wait to vote so I can get the sticker. You're like, what about the election? Ah, I just want that sticker. Maybe we should use that enthusiasm to save that democracy, right? You can use it to save democracy. In addition to an I Voted sticker, from now on, they should also have an I accept the results of the election sticker. Yeah? That way the day after the election, when somebody is like, you know, the vote was stolen by robot pedophiles, you'd be like, you want this sticker? I'm like, oh, Mike Pence is lucky. I like stickers more than his neck. I'll take it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take a sneak peek at America's hottest voting competition. You don't want to miss it. We're in Atlanta, the final night. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Georgia's state Republicans have passed several voting restrictions in the past year, which is both bad news and good news, surprisingly. The bad news is that the restrictions make voting in Georgia much harder. The good news is that it has led to America's hottest new competition show.
Hello to you at home. I'm Roy Wood Jr. She's Desi Leidick, and we are welcoming you to the most electrifying challenge in all of democracy.
That's right, Roy. We are live at the Fulton County Middle School, where ballot casting warriors are ready to vote their hearts out, but only if they can overcome the grueling and somehow legal obstacles placed before them.
This is Georgia Ninja
Voter. I'm sorry. I thought I was going to take that line.
No, take it.
This is Georgia.
All right, Desi, let's meet today's voters.
Marietta's own Trey Johnson. This guy is a beast with a ballot.
Fun fact about Trey, Desi, his first vote was for Obama, and he's been disappointed ever since. Next, we've got Mabel Simmons. You know she never misses a vote because church and elections are the only thing on her calendar.
Not even her grandkids' birthdays?
Nope, she's got those memorized, all 12.
That is way too many children.
I know.
Rookie voter alert. Georgia Tech sophomore Christiana Saunders has entered the electoral arena. This meticulous biochemistry major has checked her registration four times. But will it be enough? Roy, as you know, voting is the cornerstone of democracy, but that doesn't mean it's easy.
No, it isn't, Desi. Georgia has closed hundreds of polling locations in the past decade. So your first obstacle is getting to yours before it shuts down.
Oof.
That is why I mail in.
And if by some miracle their polling place is still open, these voters need to endure the unnecessary brutality of the line.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, Abel! Calling to Jesus, but Jesus ain't home. These voters are some of the most well-trained in the entire country, but that might not be enough to overcome some new rules this year, like the aqua disqualifier.
Ah, sorry. Water handouts are now illegal. It almost sounds made up, but it's real. Now, remember, you don't have to vote on Election Day.
That's true, Desi. You can always use a drop box, but first, you gotta find one.
Gotta find one. See, Roy, Georgia got rid of so many drop boxes since 2020, but I'm sure the ones they kept are good enough, right?
Okay, she's up. And she's down. Oh, but a second effort by the contestant.
So close.
She was not close at all.
This course really shows no mercy, Roy.
Yes, unless you're voting in the suburbs, then it's actually pretty easy. So, good luck to all our voters this year.
Good luck. I'm Desi Leidick. This is Roy Wood Jr. And remember to go to the bathroom first.
I was in line at the polls so long last election, I pissed my pants.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't you do both?
You did both, right?
Roy Wood Jr. and Desi Leidick, everybody. Thank you so much to all the contestants. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, Atlanta legend Dominic Wilkins will be joining me right here on the show. You don't want to miss it.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
To The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an NBA Hall of Famer known as the Human Highlight Film. He's currently Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Atlanta Hawks and Board Chairman of the organization Culture City. Please welcome Dominic Wilkins. Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you. Glad to be here, man.
It is such an honor to have you on the show. Although, you know, I told my brother, I said, you know, we're having Dominic Wilkins on the show. And he was like, this is amazing. He's a legend. You know, he loves basketball. And then I said to him, yeah, you know, his nickname is the Human Highlight Film. And he said he should change it to the Human, like, TikTok or Human YouTube, because no one watches film anymore. The kids...
The kids don't know what that is, but they still know your dunks, though. How does it feel to do something so well that regardless of the generation, people still recognize you as one of the greats, one of the greatest to ever do it?
You know, I always believe when you play for the people, and because the people who make you who you are. Mm-hmm. And I've been that way ever since I was in high school, that, you know, I played as hard as I could. And I only knew how to play at one speed, and that was all out. And it was a way that we looked at each other, the way we competed back in those days. I mean, you had no nights off, so you had to bring your A game every single night.
The game has completely changed because players now have an outsized influence, you know, as opposed to what your generation had. I mean, you see the news, even just recently, you know, the Brooklyn Nets saying, okay, you know, Steve Nash, it's time for you to go, and people saying, wow, are we really living in the era where players have more power than the team slash the coach? And, you know, and not even commenting on that story, it seems like sports has changed, or the NBA has changed in terms of where the power lies. Do you think it's good for the game?
But I think it's good things and bad things about it. You know, I really admire these guys kind of, you know, having their own destiny, creating their own destiny to do something great for themselves. And they do have a lot more power than we had because we didn't go to different teams. We played in one organization, you know, most of our career. And I got to say, I was proud to play in Atlanta for most of my career. Because I could have went to other teams. Mm-hmm. And play, but I wanted to win here. It didn't happen, but you know, when I look back on it, I don't have any regrets. So, you know, I love the fact that they have their own power now. Now, as things back in our day, I loved more, just from a competition standpoint, when, you know, you got to play against Magic Johnson one night, Jordan one night, Dr. J one night. This was every single night. So it was tough every night out. And so I had to make sure that I was focused, had to make sure our team was focused to compete on the level that, you know, the organization expected. And so for me, Atlanta really made me who I am. The people here in Atlanta, you guys made me who I am. You know, so I feel like they're a native son here, you know, and I've never left. And even though I played in other teams and went away for a short time, I never really left Atlanta. And Atlanta's my home, even though I'm not from here.
I love that. I love that. You've made it your home, and you've created so much in that new home. I'd love to talk about, you know, what you do outside of basketball, even though it ties into sport as a whole. And in particular, talking about Culture City. You're now, as you said, part of an organization that really is tasked with more inclusivity, finding people who have venues or areas of their world and their lives that don't cater to them. You know, it feels like this becomes the second competition for you to engage in. What is your end goal? What do you hope society as a whole will get to?
Well, you know, healthcare is kind of my calling now. And, you know, I didn't realize how much that meant to me until my daughter was affected by a special need. And Culture City has been that organization standing on the wall for so many people. Mm-hmm. We have over 1,200 venues around the world that we've trained people how to deal with people dealing with special needs. And most of the people, the majority of the people have hidden disabilities. So it's a lot of hidden disabilities, visible disabilities, PTSD, autism, all these different things that we deal with every day. But we take those problems head on, and we help people change their lives. And it's all about finding healthy options.
Donald Wilkins, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you, bro.
Congratulations on everything that you do. I really appreciate it. Dominic Wilkins, everybody. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Absolute pleasure.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Well, that's our show for tonight, and that's us in Atlanta for the week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for coming out. Thank you so much to the Tabernacle Theater and the city of Atlanta for having us as your guests. We had an incredible time, and we can't wait to come back.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.